Hello, welcome to the Ultimately Unlimited podcast, where you are reminded to live your joyous life boldly, in abundance, and in gratitude while getting rid of any self-limiting beliefs. My name is Mame, and I'm your host. Let's go. Today, we are talking confidence. And just to reiterate where I stand with the topics I discuss on this podcast, everything I speak about is something I have personally experienced or learned from, topics I have extensive conversations about with family, close friends, and colleagues, as well as topics I've advised people around me on, witnessing their outcomes, the shifts in their mindsets, and the self-actualization that comes as a result. I may come off as this big expert, and let me just say, even the so-called experts are not experts after all. They just move with confidence. See what I did there? So my tone may come off in such a way that one may say, well, who does she think she is? First of all, I am whoever I believe I am. Period. As it should be. I've always wanted to say that. But no, I created this intimate community to have meaningful conversations as well as open up my mind to you all and how I think, how I move. And so far, it has not failed me one bit. And I always say I have a long way to go, but darn it, I am full of gratitude and so grateful for where I am because I continue to pull back different layers of myself year after year. As I continue to learn more and I continue to be more and do more. So moving on, I just wanted to shed light on that because I don't want to portray myself in, you know, today's topic as this mighty superhuman who is so confident and just question life and having no challenges. No, because I'm not. I struggle. Gosh, I struggle. But I also have access to solutions. As a young entrepreneur, fulfilling at least 5 major roles, I quickly get myself back on track. I don't dwell. So yeah, let's go. Since we're at this point of discussing confidence to serve your purpose, I'm sure we have identified said purpose, but let's just blanket it so it's not limited to just serving your purpose. Because it takes confidence to do everything. It could be confidence in operating at your job, navigating a new position, confidence in showing up for yourself, confidence in doing the small things, etc., etc. Confidence, or the lack thereof, is noticed in every little thing we do. It's in the way we talk, the way we carry ourselves, the way we operate, the relationships we have with others, in conversations, in our decision makings. The list is endless. Confidence is single-handedly the one thing that is noticed and felt by others even without our knowledge. You can be so brilliant, but without confidence, it is difficult for others to believe you in your field of expertise. You could be the most gorgeous woman or man in the world, but without confidence, others may not necessarily feel or see that to the maximum capacity possible. And you can be a visionary or a builder, but without confidence in portraying your vision, you can easily appear small. Confidence can build up respect for an amateur, but the lack of it can question the skills of the knowledgeable. Ooh, I have to write that down. That was beautiful. Hold on. Confidence can build up respect for an amateur, but the lack of it can question the skills of the knowledgeable. Right off the dome too. Confidence is self-assurance. It is a nonverbal way of communicating and showcasing your inner light and divine presence. I believe before you build up a certain level of confidence, you have to become okay with several not so okay scenarios. You have to become okay with not feeling supported, and you have to become okay with feeling alone sometimes. You have to become okay with almost coming off as delusional. become okay and love every aspect of your life, flaws and all, or else your fuel and validation will always come from outside sources and you'll find yourself living to please others and in turn depriving yourself of the self-love and true confidence you are entitled to embody. I also believe confidence is built up when you become comfortable in facing fear and doubt head on. Work through the fear, work through the doubt from others, work through the self-doubt, work through the negativity, work through the lack of support, and, you know, learn to work through those things and you begin to fall more in love with the process, regardless of how it's received. And then you'll be thriving off of that. Just keep moving forward and understand nothing outside of yourself can negatively impact you. Shockingly, a lot of people are afraid of that statement. I've grown to understand and embody the fact that there's nothing more powerful outside of myself. So imagine moving through life with a mindset as such. Nobody can tell you anything. The biggest contribution to my confidence is self-awareness. Being self-aware helps you show up as your pure, authentic self, regardless of the outside noise and opinions. I am very much aware that I'm not for everyone, and I'm also very comfortable with this realization. In fact, I'm happy to know exactly what environment I do and don't belong in. This helps me go where I thrive and leads me to where I'm celebrated. With this knowledge in my back pocket, I'm not easily accessible. And there's power in that. I know the value I carry and I don't give it away frivolously. My confidence multiplied 1,000-fold when I put myself on a tight energy budget. This means not everyone gets to experience me or take up my energy. Not my presence per se, but my energy. When your energy is drained, your confidence bank is also depleted. I believe they're in direct correlation. The next point may not resonate so well with the perfectionists out there. However, it has been tried and true by many of the greats before us and those who walk among us today, and it's obviously a proven concept that isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And that is to just start and make adjustments as you go. How does this affect or relate to building confidence? Because as you adjust from your poor, quote unquote, poor start, and you begin to believe more and more in yourself, because no matter where you're starting from, you have to adjust, right? We only get better and better. So starting from that poor level, as you keep going, you'll get better and better, and you begin to feel more and more proud of yourself and to trust and believe in yourself more. In reality too, who defines perfection? Your definition of perfect may very well be different from your audience's definition of it. So you can take forever to start. That confidence will not be built until you dive straight in and make adjustments as you go. Sitting on an idea, a product, an epiphany, a vision, or anything without clear physical steps to show the world how bold you are will have you stuck, stagnant, and very much with no confidence. Once you dive in, it may be a tough adjustment, right? Depending on how badly your start was. But if you're not embarrassed by that first product or that first launch or that first, and like if you're not embarrassed by the first protocol, there's the quote that says, you're moving too slow. But as you go forward and you adjust the sails, you begin to trust yourself more and your confidence is subconsciously heightened. Each milestone and win directly affects how you feel about yourself. Because you think to yourself that, man, that was built brick by brick. Look where I'm at now. Every little milestone would now be celebrated as a big deal because only you know what it took for you to get there. The inside work, the not so pretty work. that people don't see. That affects your confidence. And I also want to say, bet on yourself. Yes, because at this point, you already have your purpose identified and you probably just need a little pep in your step or some kind of push. And if you're waiting for someone to do that for you and cheer you on, then baby, you will be waiting till your skeleton booms. Have you ever seen people cheering on and just carrying on and on about somebody who had nothing going for themselves? Exactly. Even the idea of investors is very ironic, right? But it also makes sense. No investors invest in their money in a business that doesn't already have money, unless it's a non-existent category with a very specific niche and it's just, you know, that one of those once in a lifetime type of ideas. 99.9% of the time, they need to see you doing your thing at a high level already before they decide to put their money, their time, and their brand behind it. The same goes for you on a smaller scale, a larger scale, or in any capacity. You need to do the inside work where you can show up. Even if your business has only made $50 in the past month, you walk around like it made $500,000, all right? Add a couple of zeros to that and carry that energy. You need to learn to speak of yourself and your business the way you want, not the way it is currently. That translates as confidence in the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you present yourself. So bet on yourself. Betting on yourself comes with doing things as if you're that person already. Betting on myself is how I landed my Macy's collaboration, which is still ongoing. And as a matter of fact, I have a bigger store with more foot traffic just because of the way I succeeded at the Boston location. When it came time to apply, because initially when I saw the opportunity to apply, I didn't look at my brand as, oh, it's such a small brand that has no chance in collaborating and with, you know, with this retail giant. I didn't look at the facts that were scary. I looked at the desires. I looked at the end result that I wanted, and I didn't have to exaggerate anything either. I showed up just as I was, but I also shed light to them on the value I bring, what I'm capable of. I didn't have to sugarcoat anything. Just from the confidence in my voice, the tone of my emails, and even in applying that way I handled myself, they suddenly saw that, hey, she can bring traffic and she can bring value. And recently in discussing my next steps or my next event with them, I maintain the same exact energy. People feel your energy. Low confidence is detected. If you're going to bet on yourself, have the confidence to back it up. Or I would advise not even trying to. Do the inside work. Learn to believe in yourself like crazy. And bet on yourself. Take that first step with confidence. And even when you fall, you get back up and you keep moving forward because the confidence will continue to grow and nothing can stop you. Since my first collaboration with Macy's, I have seen many repetitive four-figure weeks, and I don't have to run and scream at the mountaintop because although I am grateful, I'm also aware that I am deserving and that I work tirelessly for this. I don't bet on myself and hope for the worst. I bet on myself and stand in that awareness that the good outcome in my action is well deserved. And I can only get better and better. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is confidence if you ask me. I deeply hope this resonates with you. And if you like this episode or if you want to support outside of just listening, kindly share this with your two closest friends or family so we can continue to grow. I appreciate you always, the support of this podcast, your time, the downloads, the private messages and emails opening up your lives to me so we can have conversations beyond these episodes. I deeply cherish them all. And with that, I'll leave you with this. With confidence, you have won before you've even started. Marcus Garvey. With confidence, you have won before you've even started. Until next time, love and light.